Tyler, big win tonight. Your thoughts on the match?
You know, we kind of came out slow tonight. They in the first half, they definitely probably outplayed us. And, you know, Allen had a good talk at half. And, you know, we came out firing the second half. I thought we kind of dictated the pace. And, you know, we got an early goal, which gave us confidence. And, you know, it was good to get the winner. We knew this three-game homestand that we needed three wins. And, you know, we've got two out of two now. And now we've got to focus on Wednesday.
Your first goal of the season. Could you walk us through how it went down on the pitch?
I believe I was in the middle of the park. Andre was down on the wing, and I made a late run, and he cut it back. The ref was actually in the way, and I had to kind of maneuver around him, which probably helped me out because I wasn't able to put any power on it. I ended up finessing it, and you know, I got some top spin on it because it was bouncing, and it ended up going top corner. So you know, it was definitely good to get the first goal for myself.
And you're a local guy from Port Coquitlam. What's it like to be playing in your hometown for a professional football team?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I left when I was 17 to go to college in the States. I played in Rochester, Sweden, Toronto, and then Rochester. And it's great to be home. I got my grandparents, my uncles and aunts, and my mom and dad up there, and brothers and two brothers. So it's great to be able to play at home in front of family and friends. So it's definitely awesome.
And being a veteran in the USL, in a game like tonight where the first half was a little flat, what can you say to your teammates to lift them up, and do they look to you for leadership?
Yeah, I definitely think they look for me for leadership. I think a big thing today with a young team is just getting confidence. And, you know, in the first half, we were maybe forcing things a little too much. You know, they were kind of dictating the pace of the game. They had a lot more possession. You know, and as soon as we do a few things right, I find our young guys like Boosty, and we have so many talented young players that when we start getting confidence, we're a very dangerous team, which you saw in the second half. You know, and I just, you know, me and Allen, you know, even these guys are young, they have a lot of maturity in them. And, you know, we started connecting passes, and, you know, I thought we were kind of all over them the second half. So it was good to see. We just got to do it for 90 minutes instead of 45.
You guys have a bit of a streak going on here at home. How do you try kind of make sure things keep going the way it is here on Wednesday?
You know, it's going to be tough, obviously, playing two games in five days. But, you know, we're kind of making this place into a fortress now. I believe we have one loss, two ties, and the rest wins. I don't know how many wins exactly. But, you know, we're making it a tough place to play. And, you know, it's a big field. I think we're dictating the most games. We're dictating the pace of the game. And, you know, it's so tough getting a win on the road, as obviously we've had troubles with it. So we need to win every home game, and that's the way we're looking at it. And you know, we were kind of on the out looking inside for the playoff picture, and we knew these three games were massive. And you know, we showed up, and you know, Wednesday we'll be ready. We have a deep team, so you know, who knows what the lineup's going to be, but it doesn't matter who we put out there. We have a lot of young weapons.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.